Hi, this is a dictation for patient Mr. Michael Hargrove, MichaelHargrove. Date of birth is 10/31/1963, date of accident 5/17/2022. Date of visit is 6/30/2022. The patient Michael Hargrove is here as a new patient. He reports that chief complaints of pain in the head, neck, mid back, upper back, lower back, and the right shoulder and the entire right leg. Overall, his pain is more on a right-sided based. Headaches are severe. The patient alleges that on May 17, 2022, he was involved in an automobile accident at night time. There's a positive agent for all the pain. History of motor vehicular accident is as follows. On May 17, 2022, Mr. Michael Hargrove, MichaelHargrove, date of birth 10/31/63, was traveling as a rear passenger on the right side. There were two people in the cab. He didn't remember the kind of car that he was riding in, nor he remembers the accident. He cannot describe the kind of car that he was traveling with. Patient reports that he was traveling on Furiton he was traveling on Strathmore, S-T-R-A-T-M-O-R-E, southbound. And he was trying to go to Puritan North, P-U-R-I-T-A-N, North. The accident occurred at Puritan and Strathmore intersection light in West Detroit. Patient reports that a Suburban was turning in front to go left, and it caused a head-on collision. He do not have the whereabouts of the driver of the cab. He reports that he was wearing seatbelt and the airbags were not deployed. There was a loss of consciousness and it was a hit-and-run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was taken to the hospital by ambulance. The injury and the impact caused the car front end to be completely broken and smoking. However, the car was not still completely total. No, the structure was broken inside the car, windshield, seat belts, headrest, none of them were broken. He states that due to this impact, he hit the glass front, the partition that separates the passenger to the driver. And his head jammed to the headrest and back and forth, leading to concussion of the head. He was also thrown to the right door, and his knee and leg, hip to the right door, leading to more of a right-sided injury. History presenting illness, patient report that he's suffering from severe headache, which are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they're located on the front back. They're moderately severe. They're constant, sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise. The additional symptoms of TBI that patient reports are dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, incontinence of the urine and bowel, nausea and vomiting, blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. There is no history of any loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, or lack of focus, lack of concentration. The patient additionally has difficulty walking, lightheadedness and weakness, but denies any anxiety, depression, panic, and mild sleep disturbance. No sudden anesthesia is reported. Patient does not report any numbness or tingling. These pains are reported to be continuous and are described as throbbing, sharp, aching, and are occupying upper back, mid back, lower back, and are radiating to the right side of the leg as pain. He can walk up to one block, he can sit for an hour, he can stand for 30 minutes, and he has been up all night in the sleep. Patient reports that the pain level is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and activities are affected, ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by walking and standing and improved by medications. The patient was admitted to the ER after the accident. Sinai Grace Hospital, where he remained for a few hours and then he was discharged. No X-rays were done since the patient has a pacemaker, no CT scan or MRI were done. Patient reports generalized muscle weakness on the right side, as well as numbness, tingling, pins and needle of the right arm and leg, which is occasionally feeling numb. Patient report that since the time of accident, he has had no other treatment with any other provider, including physical therapy, chiropractor, and he has only some medication that were given from the hospital, but no CT scans, X-rays were done. System review, patient reports that he has no positive medical history except for OCD that he suffers from in psychiatry. In the past surgical history, patient reports that he had a gunshot in 1987, which was taken care of at Westland Medical Center, and also trauma to the left chest. Allergies to Motrin. Family history positive for mother is alive, but suffers from hypertension. Father is deceased, suffers from organ failure. 10 brothers, 3 sisters, they're all okay. In healthcare history. Relationship status, patient lives alone, and he employment status, patient is currently unemployed due to the pain, and he has just recently filed a disability. He reports that he is working as a home improvement person. Legal history, patient has Mr. Justin Grove and Kevin as the attorney representing his interest. Personal history, patient does not drink. He does smoke occasionally, few cigarettes, does not abuse any recreational drug. The areas that patient has reported that are affected are as follows. Home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work is affected 9. Writing is affected 8. The toileting, bathing, dressing are affected 7. Walking, standing, opening container and cooking in the kitchen is affected 6. The physical examination is as follows. The patient is a 58-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutritional, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. There is no extreme anxiety, lethargy. Patient is able to walk reasonably well. He is mobile, independent, without using any adapter device. And there is no extreme acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. The patient is well built, well nourished, and hydration is good. The rest of the physical examinations from the template, except in the chest, patient has a scar in the left lower chest, 6 inch long, for the previous surgery. The neurological examination is normal from the template. Gait is normal. Musculature examination is completely normal. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. On inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm. Only paraspinal muscles are in spasm at the level of L1 to L5 with no trigger points. 2 plus hypertonicity, no tenderness. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion, right side is 25, left side is 35. Bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 15. Bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 30. Hyperextension is not painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Bermer test is negative, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test negative, myelopathy signs are negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive on the right side at 25 degrees. Contralateral leg rest test was positive, Prager test positive, CAM test positive, Babinski sign negative. In sacroiliac joint, right-sided sacroiliac joint is mildly tender. Standing flexion test negative, iliac compression test negative, distraction test negative, Faber test on the right side is positive, Gunston test on the right side is positive. Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the extremities examination, in the right shoulder and right hip and right knee are found positive for pathology. Their examination will be described. After this, kindly utilize the template for extremities examination, all normal. In the right shoulder, the patient is observed to have pointing the pain on the right rotator cuff region, and the ability to lift the shoulder is 110 degrees. And the pain is severe beyond that. But otherwise, muscle strength is normal, range of motions are just limited on active motion. The shoulder appears completely normal without any dislocation. The anterior posterior apprehension test, drop arm test are negative. Empty beer can test and Hawking Kennedy test are positive. The examination of the right hip reveals that inspection palpation, there is no tenderness, swelling, spasm, contracture, alignment, no contusion. Range of motion is normal, flexion 140, extension 140, external rotation 40, internal rotation 40. Motor strength is 5x5, valgus varus abnormality is not present, leg length discrepancy not present, Patrick sign, Trendelenburg sign test are negative, log roll, LE test, Thomas test negative, knee joint. In the right knee, on inspection, there are no scars or eczema excision. On palpation, there is a mild peripatellar tenderness with a minimal swelling. Doesn't appear to be warm or hot. There is no crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise, and there is no normal flexion from full extension at 135 degrees. Collateral ligaments are slightly tender. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormal is not a present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray's Steinman, patellar aberration negative. Diagnosis. General V89.2XXT S09.90XA CNS R51, R42, G44.329, F41.1, F32.9, F43.20. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M79.1, ligaments M54.0. Upper extremity, right shoulder, M25.511, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. In the right wrist, M25.531. Right hand, M79.641. Lower extremities, right leg, M79.604. Right hip, M25.551. Right knee, M25.561. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, M54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, M54.6, M51.24, M54.14. LS spine, M54.5, M51.27, M54.16, M54.42, S3.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M54.17, M46.6. The plan of care is from the tablet. The treatment plan for Michael Hargrove is as follows. First paragraph from the tablet. Physical therapy is yes. Please use the tablet 3 times per week. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications are as follows. Kindly use the tablet. First, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day or Meloxicam for anti-inflammatory effects and health and healing. Xenoflex or Tizanidine 4 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation to relieve the spasm. Gabapentin, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for headache relief. Wellbutrin 150 milligram daily for depression. Tramadol ER 100 milligram tablet, the narcotic pain medication to help relieve the pain which is severe and affecting life functions, is one pill at night. For topical pain relief, lidocaine ointment is provided. Sleep health, Ambien 5 milligram is provided. The non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club program, yes. Review of available MRI and other imaging records, none. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation will be considered at a later date if patient continues to suffer from various symptoms of TBI. Provision of paternity care case worker is not warranted. Past medical records, none are existing. Records from the Sinai Grace Hospital ER are being requested. Investigations. We are going to hold the investigation. DMEs. Patient is provided with a neck brace, back brace for help with the healing. Education, yes. Disability. Patient remains disabled for work. Follow visit is 10 days. Thank you. Contact them. Personal support, yes.